Back.
Yay!
Yay!
Welcome back, everyone.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Night Train Tunes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tuss Freeform Radio.
It has been a minute.
Yes, it has.
This is our first time back in the studio since May, or
yes,
honestly, like end of April even. Like, I did some in May, but so I think our last official was end of April.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back. This is our new slot, everyone.
Mondays at 2 p.m. I know all of you are listening.
Yay!
My parents are listening. Hi.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Do you want to, like, describe our little set today?
So, what we just listened to was All Falls Down by Lizzie McAlpine. Saw her twice this summer.
Wow.
Right? Once at Radio City, and then I saw her again at Lollapalooza. I was literally, like, three steps from the barricade at Lollapalooza to see Lizzie McAlpine, and half the people in the crowd were like, oh, I don't know who this is. Oh. I'm here for Hozier.
And here
I was, like, singing every song, but I couldn't post it because every video you could just hear Mike screaming. In the background. you could hear me screaming in the background. But, yeah, first time it was special. Second time, I was there for the music.
Right.
And the music only. Like, videotaping every song.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time I was very present in the moment.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's the way to go is, like, stay present, but if you get the opportunity to see it again, do whatever you want.
Exactly. When I saw it at Lollapalooza, my friend, tears. This playlist is basically what we listened to this summer. I had my big three this summer. All Falls Down was in my big three.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually
wow,
vroom vroom. It was this song, Club Classics by Charlie XCX, and we're gonna hear this later, but Naked and Hab by Chapel Road.
Very exciting
stuff. Big three. Do you have a big three?
I was like a little all over the place, I feel like. No big three. I enjoyed Clara's new stuff. Obviously Charlie was definitely on that wave.
Mm-hmm.
But I was definitely like, I didn't stick to one genre.
It's fine.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Just lots of different stuff.
So, I feel like also part of this playlist is just like people we have either seen or going to be seen.
So true.
So the next we have is Out of My Love by Clairo. Mm-hmm. Did you get tickets?
No, I didn't actually.
I did.
I might still though. We'll see. We'll see. I feel like I could always get on resale.
That's so true.
And we'll see what happens with that. I'm like, this semester, guys, is like, I'm have the scaries. Like, it's so scary. I'm having the
scaries already.
It's so scary. Like, I actually, today, even, not one free second, and I only have one class. Like, that's not how that's supposed to work. That's not how that's supposed to work. I'm scared.
I literally have only 1.5 hour blocks in between each activity today.
Right.
So, you know what that time is going to be used for? Homework.
Yeah, that's I'm literally like sitting here with my textbook in front of me. Like, are we so for true. Real right now? Like, ew, it's literally week three. Like, what do you mean?
The thing is, scared. Like, I'm playing catch up right now.
Mm.
Like, I'm still playing catch up, guys. Fun fact, I had COVID last week.
It happens. It really does.
It was a diva down moment.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're diva up. Today's the first day I've actually been up and walking.
Let's go.
Right
back at it. I was really sick last week. I didn't have COVID, but for like 2 days I was not good. I luckily it was more of a weekend thing, so I was good because I only have one class on Monday, so I was like good by the time I had that class. But for that like Saturday and Sunday, it was a tough time.
It was toughy.
It was a tough time.
Monday night last week, all of Tuesday, all of Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was a bit diva down.
Yeah.
But now we're up. We are so back. So that's where we're at.
Right. Let's get into the music.
Yeah.
Because we've got a full set.
Get into it.
Out of my love.
And my friends wonder what is wrong. do for you.
That was What You Won't Do for Love by Gus Dapperson.
Yep.
Realized it was a cover. Well, no. When we were making the playlist, I heard the first part was like, Guess You Won't, like that song. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that it reminded me of like the 2019 like TikTok song, like song of the original.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
I was like, oh, this is a cover.
It is indeed.
And that was like my train of thought. Any but comments towards that song?
I love. I just really like it. I think it's honestly like as good as the original, in my opinion. I mean, it's just different because it's much newer.
Yeah, but yeah.
I just like that swang.
You like that swang?
Yeah, that's about it.
Next one we have Naked Manhattan, Chapel Roan. Repeat whole summer.
Mm-hmm.
Proud to say I saw Chapel Roan live mm-hmm. at Lollapalooza. Apparently biggest set at ever? Lollapalooza ever.
Was she headlining or not even?
No, not even headlining. It was 4 p.m. on a Thursday.
That's so crazy, actually.
And it was a mob of people.
That well, honestly makes sense, though.
It was
like,
fun.
Based on her popularity right now.
Oh, yeah.
Wild that she wasn't headlining, though. But I guess it's like the set is the...
She had
the lineup
was
released
the
before
stage.
There.
Yeah. But she did switch times with Kesha.
Mm.
Like, she was supposed to be on a much smaller stage, and then, like, to accommodate her popularity, they switched her with Kesha.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
They also did that to her at Bonnaroo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they put her on a bigger stage.
You kind of have to at this point.
Exactly.
Because otherwise it's, like, a hazard.
I felt like I was in a safety hazard.
Yeah.
Fire hazard when I was there. What we did was we camped out. So the set before was Tyla. So, you know, I was... Make me sweat. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then waited for Chapel Roan to come out.
Yeah.
Honestly, when I'm sad, this was live stream on Hulu. Like, her set was live stream on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm sad, I watch.
Yeah.
I watch the Hulu live stream of this song.
And why not?
It was good. I mean, was I trampled in the crowd? Yes. Was it worth it? Also, yes.
Good.
I don't know. I mean, did you see her VMA performance?
Mm-hmm. My sister was there.
Really? It was at UBS. Did you know it was at UBS?
Yeah, my sister was there.
Oh my God,
she
love.
She took the freaking LIR, bro.
I took the LIR this summer.
Yeah, she was on the LIR.
The LIR.
She's really good at getting... She was there for free. Like, she's really good at getting those, like, seat fillers, like...
Oh, she was a seat filler?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she was, like, front, like, in the front.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, at risk of being recorded.
Oh, wow.
But she said it was really good. Like, Chapel Roan was really good, and she really liked Megan Thee Stallion.
And her multiple outfits. My favorite was the gymnastics outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Flava Flav pulled out the bronze.
I don't know if I saw that.
So, yeah.
To be
him
honest.
And Jordan Chiles were on the stage, yeah. And he pulled out a bronze clock and, like...
That's hilarious.
Put it on her.
But also, like, rip Jordan Chiles.
I know.
Like, that's gotta be tough. Like, that, what?
Instead of, you know, a bronze medal from the Olympics, you get a
bronze
clock
from the VMAs. I don't know. Doesn't seem to equate. Well.
Equate.
What do we have next?
I told you it was Naked Manhattan by Chapel Roan.
So let's do it.
Yeah.
Don't touch, I'll never cross the line. So I pushed you down, I'm in.
fine. I know you want it, baby, you can have it. Oh, I've never done it. Let's make it cinematic, like that one sex scene that turned my heart left and dry. I wanna know, baby, what is it like?
Kiss it in the
find some time to be a girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. How do you feel being a girl? How do you feel being a girl? And I don't know, I'm just a girl. Yeah, I don't know if you like me. Sometimes I think you might hate me. Sometimes I think I might hate you. Maybe you just wanna be me. You always say let's go out, so we go eat at a restaurant. Sometimes it feels a bit awkward, cause we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl.
Okay, guys, that was Girl So Confusing by Charlie XCX featuring Lord. Kind of crazy combo, if I do say so myself.
Oh, yeah. After all the fake internet beef.
They had fake internet beef?
Yeah, that's the whole point of the song.
Really?
Are you listening to the lyrics, bruh? The whole song is about that. It's like how their fans said that they had beef for, like, ever, and... it was because you can, like, look back into it. I don't know the specifics about it, but, like, that they have beef, or, like, oh, they're so similar, or, like, they don't like each other because they're so similar, and, like, whatever niche they occupy. And then this is them squashing the beef. So that's the line about them being like, and when we squash this, the internet will go crazy or whatever. Like,
oh,
girl.
See, okay, you're more well versed in Charlie XCX.
I mean, true, but it's also just, like, the lyrics of the song.
Oh. See, the thing is, like, there's different people in this world. People who actually listen to the lyrics and people who like the beat.
Mm.
I'm one of those people who like the beat.
Okay. That's fair.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brat album, gas.
I love it. I'm gonna see it. Like, let's go.
Isn't it, what, Sweat Tour now, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
I'm really excited. That's so exciting.
It's going to be great.
It is halfway through our show. Well, more than halfway through.
Yep, a little bit more than half.
So it's the first PSA of the semester.
Yes.
Yay.
All right. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Did you, question, because we talked about it before we left, but did you garden this summer?
No, I didn't. Wait, did I say I was going to garden?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I that was definitely offhand. Like, I'd never had any intention of gardening. That's not really my vibe. I'm not really a dirt under the fingernails type of girl.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I'll, like, get into it, but, like, not all the time. Like, my house is doing a lot of potted plants now.
Okay, potted plants.
And, like, I'm more into that, but, like, into, like, having a garden. No, like, we're gonna have, like, a little jalapeno plant, like, little herbs.
Okay.
That's cute. I don't know if I'm, like, talented at the other stuff, like, where you really have to be, like, prune this.
Fertilizer.
Yeah, or, like, where you have to put the stakes up for them to grow.
Okay, my grandma grows tomatoes, and it's, like, we do, like, the ring.
Yeah.
It's like rings.
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
I don't know.
But, you know. Also, honestly, New York is so hot in the summer.
Oh, it's like, my God.
You didn't
so
even want to be outside.
Like, I didn't want to be
at
outside.
At no point was I like, let me go outside right now. Like, no.
No.
It was actually horrible. So, yeah.
It was like one of those, like, I didn't even want to go to the beach. Because I would have just, like,
because it actually would have been brutal. I literally got, like, heat stroke at one point.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I, like, was down for like 3 hours, like throwing up. Sorry if they're gross people out, but like literally like passed out on the couch, like pale. Like it was not good. That was when I went to Florida, and like,
okay,
it was honestly just as hot as it was in New York, except I was spending much more time outside because it was the beach.
It's
like
the beach,
that's why
yeah,
we're there.
Of course.
But I get really dehydrated. It was so horrible.
I got dehydrated when I went to my family lake house this summer.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was like, oh, I'm getting a headache, like I just need to lie down. And like, my parents didn't know what was wrong, but you know, fortunately my cousins are doctors. My cousin's a doctor, mm-hmm. and his wife's a doctor, and my uncle's a doctor, so they're like, give her some water.
Yeah.
So here I am, like, felt totally healed after like chugging a bottle of water.
Yeah. It's necessary. I just was like, oof, that was not good. I actually couldn't, like, it was to the point where I couldn't, like, think, like, properly. Like, I couldn't, like, string together, like, English words. Like, it was, like,
intense
brain fog. Like, yes. I was just like, I don't even know. I couldn't read. Like, I was trying to, like, look at my phone for something.
Oh,
I, like, could not read. So,
I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah, don't, like, do that, guys. If you're feeling like it's too much in the sun, like, get out of the sun.
That's like, why I'm, like, scared for practice later, because it's low-key crazy hot right now.
It's pretty hot.
And
yeah,
I'm about to
like
do a lot of physical activity.
Yeah, stay safe.
Drink a lot of water,
like, actually.
Anyways, next song we have July by Hozier.
Mm-hmm.
This good. Looks like a new release.
It is. It's like Unreal Earth, like, extended, basically.
Sure.
Edition. So just like some extra tracks, but I really like this one.
He went on his second leg this summer too.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
Icon.
I know people went, but
they're like, at some point I go. I'm just really bad with like the concerts and stuff, because I'm like, if I book it, there's been so many times where I'll book something and then like something crops up on that day that I like have to do.
Yeah.
So it's just like, ooh.
Like what? Yeah. Like what?
You know, like I almost didn't get to go to the Sweat tour, but now I'm good. Like I am going, confirmed. But there's a period of time there where I was like, it's not gonna work. So,
yeah. You
that's
know,
stressful.
I had the opportunity to see Hozier, but because he was a headliner on one of the days I went to Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
That might be, you know, Lollapalooza is my new gov ball.
Yeah, I love it.
But it was like one of those where it was like Hozier, Fisher, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
So we just sort of, you know, hopped.
Yeah, you kind of have to at that point.
Because, like, so I saw, like, Eat Your Young Live.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
But also, it was more so because we saw Lizzie McAlpine, like, at like 7 that day,
right.
And then it was like, okay, do we want to do Lizzie McAlpine and Hozier?
It's like we're a little here to too like, much indie.
Like we're here to like, you know,
have a good time,
party.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, but I mean, he was great. Ichiro Young was great from afar.
I love it.
But other than that, I feel like I didn't listen to Hozier this summer.
That's fair.
It's okay.
But we're gonna listen now.
Winter wore me out like I was bred. Threw up on me when the night was through. You can keep a dream in your mind, only to find it's the hope that was killing you. But you arrived like sunlight in the gloom, burned off the haze.
With you there. covering her toes. She was mine, got cold. Now the guilt's the only thing I hold. Spend my nights all alone till I snap and buy a red eye home. Then I toss and I turn, let a cigarette burn my skin like a furnace. Damn, honey, look at you go. Sometimes got drunk on the flight. Since she left, I've been way out of line. Lost my faith and my mind on the day we had to say goodbye. And I try not to call, but the leaves start to fall. Girl, it's nobody's fault, but damn, you can make the cry.
Told me. memories. I tried to find it all, but now I'm back up on my feet. I saw you in the car with someone else and I was asleep. If something happens to us, I can bet that you miss me.
Okay, this is The Diner by Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
From the Hit Me Hard and Soft album. Almost all of our music we've played the past hour, with the exception of two, have actually three, have all been released
this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good on us, kind of. Like,
we're playing new music. You're hearing with the times. Thoughts on Hit Me Hard and Soft?
I really like it.
Me too.
I think it's really good.
I will say the only bone I have to pick is that, like, Birds of a Feather has gotten way too overplayed.
I agree with that, but I also think that it's, like, is a good song. It just got tired.
Yeah. Like, she performed it at, like, the closing ceremonies for the Olympics, and my mom was like, that's it?
Yeah. Like, it's, like, a little tired at this point. But I really like the other songs on there a lot.
What else do I like? Oh, like Wildflower.
Mm-hmm.
Like Yeah. I don't know how to say it. Blue. Blue's good too.
Yeah.
I do think this is a solid album overall. Anyways, so if this is your first time listening, that was the end of our show.
Almost. Well, we're gonna do almost one more. But that's the end of our speaking.
Yes. I would like to wish a happy early birthday to my dad.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Slay.
I'm not going to disclose the age he's turning. I was going to be like the big
whatever. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to disclose his age. We don't need him.
No worries.
But happy birthday, Dad. Love you.
Yay.
Pretend we sang you happy birthday just now.
Yes.
Anyways, the last song we have today is Houdini by Dua Lipa. This album as a whole, I don't think is that good.
I agree, but this song is
really good. Yeah. And like Training Season,
mm-hmm.
really good.
Just the lead singles are good, and then
everything else
maybe fade, but it's okay.
Which is interesting because like Tame Impala was a producer on this album.
Right, so it's like, can we
like step it should have been like better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she won some award for like best music video.
Yeah, she Houdini. Did at like, the MV, best, like choreo- the VMAs.
Oh, she did. Okay, right? It was VMA.
I think it was best choreo at the
best choreo.
VMAs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they do all the music videos, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 Soleil de la Peep. Anyways, yeah. So this was Sam.
This is Layla.
On Night Train Tunes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Reform Radio.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. Me on.